Every day, it seems like another device is getting smarter. From smart watches to Wi-Fi enabled LED bulbs, everything around us is becoming more connected and efficient. And just like our world is getting smarter, your e-commerce business should be too. If you're looking for incredible efficiency, or if your business has outgrown its old shipping solutions, ShipStation is the tool that can help you take that next step. ShipStation offers exceptional shipping efficiency with a powerful all-in-one order fulfillment system. It integrates with over 180 of the most popular e-commerce platforms, marketplaces, and carriers, making it easier than ever to manage your shipping tasks. I personally use ShipStation, and let me tell you, it's a game changer. The ability to automate shipping tasks and manage orders from one simple dashboard has saved me countless hours. I love that I can print shipping labels with just one click and take advantage of industry-leading discounts. Up to 89% off with carriers like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's made scaling my business faster and more efficient than I ever thought possible. Plus, saving thousands on shipping costs is just the icing on the cake. If you want to lead your business into the future with technology designed to save you money and headaches, ShipStation is the way to go. It seamlessly integrates with the services and selling channels you already use, and it's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers. Over 130,000 companies have already grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of those that use it for a year become customers for life. So switch to ShipStation today and lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future. Go to ShipStation.com and use code BOOK, B-O-O-K, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code BOOK. Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer, and welcome to the perfect edition of Office Hours. And I have the perfect crew joining me today, Amy Furman, TJ Calese, and Rick Jordan. And I have a treat for you. This is one of my heroes, mentors. He's been of service to our country, and he's been of service to our community. He is the founder and chairman of Keller Williams. I always say that this may also be the most punished human being in the world, because if you don't like someone, wish upon them employees and overhead. And this guy has enough employees and overhead for all of us. He's written a book, The Perfect 10. Welcome, David Liniger.
Hey, how are you, David?
Good. Good to see you, Dave. I am so excited to have you here because I want to talk about The Perfect 10. And it really talks about not Bo Derek or Amy. It talks about the 10 leadership principles to achieve what I think are the cornerstones or the pillars of success, which is independence, true independence, extreme wealth, not just wealth. He's not limiting himself. And of course, being a huge success. I know you paid a lot of dummy tax along the way, but which of those principles were first to show themselves in your career that are in the book, The Perfect 10?
There's lots of attributes being a successful leader. And I think the most important aspect of being a leader is leaders sell hope. If you're watching television last night, if you go back a few years, Ronald Reagan said, make America great. Trump just said, make America great again. Hillary said, stronger with Hillary has nothing to do with hope. And Obama, that's the only thing he said. A button on his chest that said, hope, we can hope for better times. Martin Luther King, he sold hope. That was the whole thing, was brown and black and white people could have the same opportunities, and our children would have the same opportunities. And so millions of people followed him in his attempt to find equality for everyone. So the number one aspect of being a great leader is the people have to have faith in you that you can help them deliver and achieve what they're attempting to achieve. Each person has their own personal goals. And so you'll get your own flock. As a leader, you'll have your own people to talk to. And you have to show them, this is how we're going to accomplish this.
Amy?
Powerful.
I like that.
I do have a question for you. Since you've been doing this for such a long time, and obviously you've seen a whole lot of everything in the world, right? I guess with this last part, I'm not saying it's the last part of your life, but for the ending era, what would you want to do? Or what do you want to do? Or is there anything that you haven't done? I'm interested in that.
I just gotta be careful, Dave. When a medium tells you this is the last of your life, I'm not sure I'm going to sleep well.
I mean, you and I may be going at the same time, so we'll just see, but you know what I'm saying. Is there anything that you'd want to do? You have aspired.
I like to do what I'm continuing to do. Mm-hmm. You know, adventure was always part of my life. And before I was injured, I flew jet planes, fighter planes. Drove NASCAR, did 5,000 scuba dives, hunted and camped around the world. Once I was injured, I was in a coma for 3 months, then a quadriplegic for almost 12 months before I was able to learn how to talk and walk and so on again. So as I lay thinking about everything, coming out of my coma with the mental ability of a six-year-old, I kept saying, well, why me? And boy, this hurts. I'm just going to give up. And all of a sudden it hit me. I'd spent my entire career giving motivational speeches and training RE/MAX agents all over the world and saying you can accomplish anything you want. And here I'm having a pity party. And so that moment I made my decision was, you know, maybe I'm going to be paralyzed. I've seen the other guys here. They play wheelchair hockey, wheelchair basketball. They beat the hell out of each other. They're still manly men. I'll be the best damn paraplegic or quadriplegic there ever has been. And so that's the way I came out of the doldrums of being beat up and saying, there are things I can't do anymore. Those doors are closed. I'm not going to drive a car 200 and some miles an hour on Daytona. So that also happens with age, by the way. So what else is there? And the biggest thing in my life has been mentoring and helping start thousands of people into owning their own business in the RE/MAX network all around the world. And so I'm still involved in 20-some different businesses, but my pleasure, my lifetime joy is seeing people succeed, seeing people achieve remarkable success they never dreamed possible until they found a way to get there.
I do have one more question. With those incidents that happened to you that essentially changed your life, I know for me personally, having incidences like that, that kind of like led me to be better and led me to grow and led me to understand life more. Would you take those back if you could, or would you keep them still if you had a choice?
There is no choice. And so I learned an incredibly valuable lesson. I think I've always been a very kind person. My wife and I are very sincere philanthropists about causes that we care about. But you find out when all of a sudden you've been independent, you've been wealthy beyond anybody's dreams, you could buy and sell anything you want. All of a sudden you find out you're dependent. You can't open a door for yourself because your arms don't work and your hands don't work. You can't even brush your own teeth. And all of a sudden you discover how incredibly kind most people are. And it's a crazy thing. The gangbanger you might bump into going into the grocery store, he kind of snarls at you or whatever. I've had a similar type of person that stepped aside and said, sir, may I open the door for you? And I said, well, that's very kind of you. Thank you very much. You just find out how remarkably kind people are to those that are having difficulties.
Absolutely. And then one more question that's going to round it up. What would you tell people if they were in your position right now, well, from before going through that, if they wanted to essentially have success like you did, but they were in that position of struggling, not being able to walk, being in a hospital, what would you tell them?
You know, the medical doctors are afraid of being sued. And so they will tell you, well, I don't know if you'll ever walk again or not. We train and hope for the best, but we're going to teach you how to cope with your disability. There's been several scientific studies on happiness levels, and it was actually featured in Time about 10 years apart on their cover. And they discovered, for instance, people who became paraplegics and they lost maybe the use of their legs, the level of their happiness returned to their pre-injury status within 5 to 6 years. And you can sit here and say, how is that possible? The human brain, the mind, the spirit is untouchable. It will rise to its own level. And so you adapt to the problem you're facing. You go as best you can. You do everything you can, and it will be what it is. But honestly, you will find happiness just like you had before.
Every day, it seems like another device is getting smarter. From smart watches to Wi-Fi-enabled LED bulbs, everything around us is becoming more connected and efficient. And just like our world is getting smarter, your e-commerce business should be too. If you're looking for incredible efficiency, or if your business has outgrown its old shipping solutions, ShipStation is the tool that can help you take that next step. ShipStation offers exceptional shipping efficiency with a powerful all-in-one order fulfillment system. It integrates with over 180 of the most popular e-commerce platforms, marketplaces, and carriers, making it easier than ever to manage your shipping tasks. I personally use ShipStation, and let me tell you, it's a game changer. The ability to automate shipping tasks and manage orders from one simple dashboard has saved me countless hours. I love that I can print shipping labels with just one click and take advantage of industry-leading discounts. Up to 89% off with carriers like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's made scaling my business faster and more efficient than I ever thought possible. Plus, saving thousands on shipping costs is just the icing on the cake. If you want to lead your business into the future with technology designed to save you money and headaches, ShipStation is the way to go. It seamlessly integrates with the services and selling channels you already use, and it's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers. Over 130,000 companies have already grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of those that use it for a year become customers for life. So switch to ShipStation today and lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future. Go to ShipStation.com and use code BOOK, B-O-O-K, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code BOOK. TJ Kalazi.
Hey, first of all, thank you for serving our country in Vietnam. My father also did an earned a Bronze Star and a Purple Heart, so thank you for that. I always like asking people that have built incredibly successful companies, what was the hardest part along the way that also became the greatest turning point towards the ultimate success?
When we started RE/MAX in 1973, we changed the commission concepts of the industry. Previously, all agents worked for the company, and they split their commissions on about a 50-50 basis. What we did was we said, why not take good, successful agents that are very, very profitable, put them together in an office of a co-op, much like a group of doctors, lawyers, attorneys, or dentists, share the expenses of running the business, and keep the vast majority of the commission for themselves. The end result was our agents, instead of being 50-50 splits, after their expenses, it was about 85-15. So the hardest part was the industry tried to put us out of business. They knew that if we succeeded, that they'd have to change their pay rates for their top producers, and the top producers were making the most money.
Otherwise, they'd all go
so
to you.
The industry. Yeah. And so the end result was they were trying to put me out of business, and I was making enough mistakes by myself. They really didn't have to try too hard.
I can relate to that.
I can definitely relate to that.
So anyway, once we got through the formative years, the first 2 or 3 years, I had proof of the pie, man. My people were happy. They stayed with me. They were making good money. I franchised the concept, took it worldwide, and, you know, 51 years later, we're an overnight success, 110 countries, 140,000 agents, 9,000 offices.
51 years later.
Overnight.
That's impressive, man. It's, yeah, the overnight success. I like how you go off to that. You mentioned something towards the beginning, you know, on how you said the mark of a successful leader. And it's awesome that you see yourself as a successful leader. I started to reflect on that a little bit. Like, everybody has their own measurement. And it sounds like you're very confident in your own. And I think that's huge. So as you raise up leaders, you've got your book that's right there. As you raise up leaders, how do you teach them to determine what their own success looks like and to shove out what everybody else thinks?
In the first place, the vast majority of everything we learn is by watching and mirroring. If you look at a small child that's just freshly newborn, they really don't know how to smile, but here's mommy and daddy giggling and tickling, and they got big smiles on their face and saying cutie things. So they mimic the parents. They start mimicking the smiles. They start mimicking words. They become 6 or 7 years old. I'm going to grow up, be just like you, Dad, big and strong. I'm going to eat all my vegetables, etc. So they're trying to mimic or mirror mom and dad. By the time they get to be teenagers, they go crazy. They start to mimic other teenagers. And so that's really not a good peer group to be mimicking, because they're pretty immature at that time for most people. And then they go to college and they mimic that. And then they get a job. And if they are going to be successful, they're going to watch everything that the leader does, whoever the boss is doing. And in the real estate business, for instance, if the leader is successful, dresses in a nice coat and tie or a beautiful outfit that women wear, the sales force will imitate that. If the atmosphere is really casual, often rural areas or mountainous areas, like, you know, in our mountains, and nobody wears a coat and tie there. They're all in jeans and boots and that sort of thing. So you start to mimic the actions, the dress, the language, the vocabulary of the people that you're being led by, and you become in common, basically. I think Jim Rohn said it the best. You're the average of the five people that you spend the most time with.
Certainly did. Yeah. And we love spending time with you, Dave Liniger. He's the co-founder and chairman of RE/MAX. If you want to be and get to where you want to be, you need to find someone who sits in the situation you want to be in. Luckily, he's leaving a legacy, especially with his new book, The Perfect 10. Learn the 10 leadership principles to achieve true independence, extreme wealth, and a huge success. We are blessed to have one of the greatest entrepreneurs in the world, the co-founder and chairman of RE/MAX, Dave Liniger. Thanks for joining us on Office Hours.